Good morning, class. Pray the Lord's been a help to you this week. I do want to say I appreciate the church praying for us, those that was up at the meeting this week. It was a good time, a lot of good preaching, good fellowship. Just got a lot of help from the Lord, Brother Robert, really did. I mean, just got help, felt like a come home better off and closer to Him than when we left. And that's what it's all about, amen, and looking forward to seeing what God's going to do here today. Same God here as He was up there this week.
Right.
It ain't because I was up there. It wasn't the place, but it was because God was there.
Yeah.
But I thank the Lord for what He done, brought us back safe, and I appreciate your prayers. And I do want to mention, I mean, many of y'all know him. Brother Gary Hall up that way was in the hospital a couple days this week. They thought he'd had a heart attack, but they run a lot of tests, and they said it wasn't his heart. They thought maybe, they didn't know, but maybe it was something his Parkinson's was causing. But he's back home now, and as far as I know, he's okay. But you keep Brother Hall in your prayers. He's been a friend of this church for a long, long time, and preached many a times down here in the pyre. And helped us, and so I'd like for you to remember him this morning. So, Brother Robert, if you'd pray for us while I try to give you something from the Word of God, I'd appreciate it.
Our Father in heaven, Lord, as we stand in Thy presence this morning, our Father, I want to say thank you, dear God, for another beautiful Sunday morning. Lord, that we can gather together one more time in the house of God to worship you in spirit and truth. Now, Lord, the guy that Daddy was talking about a little bit ago, I ask you, dear God in heaven, Lord, he's the man of God, and I pray and I ask you, God in heaven, that you'd touch him and to help him and to heal him according to your precious will. And I, Father, I know this morning, Lord, that you're in charge of every person in this life in which we live. And I'm glad, God, that I do know that even if there's one here lost, God, that you can save them, I know that. I don't have any doubt whatsoever because one day I was lost and one day, Father, you spoke to me and I seen.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't have what I needed, and I'm glad, God in heaven, I made my way to an altar of prayer and I accepted the Son of God into my heart and my life. And I, Father, for Daddy this morning, God, you know what he needs, and I pray, God in heaven, that you'll give him what he needs to preach. And, Father, I ask you, God, if it would please you just to fill him with the power of God, turn him loose and let him preach. And our Father, help us, God in heaven, that we'll receive the Word of God into the hearts and mind, that God, that will help us every day, that God that you give us in this life in which we live. And our Father, I thank you and praise you, and also our pastor at 11 o'clock. God, we pray for him, Lord, that you'd give him what he needs to preach. Fill him with the power of God, turn him loose, let him preach. And I've been careful, God, to say thank you for it all. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Brother Robert. Proverbs 16. Let's try to cover a few of these verses this morning. Try to just give you some good truth, help your heart. It's good to know the truth, and it's important to know the truth, so we'll know how to live thereby. It don't do a lot of good to live according to the world. There's no blessing in that, but there's a blessing in abiding in the Word of God in your life. Verse 1 says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And I want to impress upon you this morning that word and in that verse. I was looking at some commentaries and what some men down through the years had said about some of this last night, and sad to me, to my heart, there was a couple of them that tried to say that these preparations was from man, but just the tongue was from God. That ain't what it says. It says the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
Yeah.
They both come from God. Amen. And the preparations of the heart, the first thing I thought about is no lost sinner when God saves them. I mean, God has to prepare their heart to receive the gospel.
Right.
We know that. And if God don't come by their way and touch them with the truth of the preaching of the gospel and convict their heart of their sin, they'll never get born again. It's like that old analogy, and many of y'all know far better than I do, but when you go out there in the springtime of the year and you get ready to start planting, the first thing you're going to have to do is plow the ground. Is that right, Brother Robert? You've got to tear the ground up first. You plant seed on that stony ground, that hard ground, it ain't going to take root and you ain't going to get no fruit from it.
Right.
Amen. That ground's got to be plowed. And I thank God this morning that the preparations in man's heart is from the Lord. Amen. Everything comes from Him. We know from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 where it tells us the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're foolishness to him. He must be translated from the natural to the spiritual. He must be moved from darkness to light, from death unto life, before he'll ever understand the Word of God. He can't understand it apart from the Holy Ghost in his life teaching him and showing him what the Word of God means and enabling and helping him to live thereby. Amen. He can't do it. The preparation's in the heart. The heart's got to be prepared. That word prepare means the operation or the means by which something is made fit for a purpose. Amen. That's what Webster says. And God does prepare the heart for a purpose. He's got a purpose in everything He does. Amen. And so the preparations of the heart is from the Lord. So is the answer of the tongue. Amen. After God's prepared a man's heart, I was thinking about this, and he's brought under Holy Ghost conviction for sin, and God brings him to the end of himself, and he gets born again. There will be a testimony from his lips. Amen. He will want to tell what God done for him. Amen. He will want to worship. He will want to magnify God Almighty. Amen. The answer to tongue that comes from the preparation of the heart is also from the Lord. Amen. Many a times I've thought about it, and I know it's true, that a church member can't even really testify and really be a blessing and help to nobody in the congregation. If the God of heaven don't help them, amen. Many times we've heard it said, testifying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Larry Neal testified up there this week. And buddy, you've heard Brother Larry, y'all that's been here a while and he's been down here. I don't know what it is about Brother Larry. I know it ain't him. Amen, but it's just somebody when he testifies and gets to weeping and thanking God, buddy. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, the glory bells in heaven starts ringing in my heart, son. I'm going to tell you, it gets rich to me. Buddy, God really touches that man of God testifying, and it was a help to my heart. He done that up there the other morning. I mean, just testified, Brother Robert. And it wasn't long. Three little young folks come flying up there to the altar, son, crying and begging God for mercy. Son, I'm telling you, God moved on that. Amen. You said, what happened? Amen. The answer of the tongue come from the Lord. Amen. He put those words in Brother Larry's heart and then right out his mouth, buddy, and it went right on out there just like the Bible says. That God's word will go forth and it will not return unto him void, but will accomplish that what he sent it forth to do. Amen. That's what happened that morning. Amen. But the preparations of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I guess there's a lot of other things you could bring into that and other aspects that you could really speak to of that. But that's just what God put on my heart as I was reading that last night and this morning. Let's look at verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, we're guilty of that. the world's guilty of that. Man, in his own eyes, he's clean. He thinks he's right. He thinks he's good. Amen?
Yeah.
But he's not. I'm not. Not in and of myself this morning. I've still got flesh. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? It don't matter what I think. It don't matter what my opinion is, Brother Robert. It don't matter what the counsel of the world is. Right and wrong is determined and defined by the Word of God. Amen. It comes from God. Is that right, church? Amen. But the ways of man are clean his own eyes. I mean, we'll see people, they'll live a certain way. They'll do things they think ain't nothing wrong with it. Oh, they might say, oh, it's just a little sin. It's just a little one. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Amen. Just a little sin go lead to some more sins. Some more sin go lead to big sins. Next thing you know, you in deep trouble.
Yeah.
You in deep trouble to start with.
Right.
But you're going to be in deeper trouble. You're doing digging your own grave, as they say. Amen. You don't make light of sin. It don't matter. People, you know, that, well, it's just a little white lie. Don't make no difference. God says it's a lie. Is that right?
Yeah.
They say, oh, it's just one little old piece of bubble gum there off the shelf in the store. God still says it's stealing. Don't make no difference. People think they're right in their own eyes. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll make excuses for sin why it ain't wrong.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what, in this day and time, and I'm guilty, we're all probably guilty. I mean, I don't know if it's just because just the day and time we live in or what it is, but we're all guilty of it. I mean, we just don't take sin as serious as we should. We really don't. I'm going to tell you what, we're not as sensitive to sin as we ought to be. I mean, things now that we might hear or see somewhere, and we'll even almost giggle at it sometimes. Back yonder years ago, them old-timers, son, they'd have blushed, they'd have been so ashamed. And I wonder sometimes, what happened? How did we get that cold on God? How did we get where what God wants and God's will and God's standard ain't that important to us? That ought to be the most important thing in our life, is to please God and to do His will. Amen. And to live holy and righteous for His honor and glory. Amen. But it just seems like somewhere along the way we've just got a little weak on that. I need to do better. I only speak for myself. I mean, you sitting there this morning, what I'm saying, that's between you and God. You have to examine your own heart. But I know my own heart. I know my flesh. And I know that many times I ain't what I ought to be, Brother Todd. And it ought to grieve my heart worse than what it does. It really should. I mean, think of what, hey, I'm sure these people out here in the world, son, they don't think they're doing nothing wrong. They don't think they're doing nothing wrong. Can I just get just a little rough this morning? These people in this country don't see nothing wrong with killing their child in their own womb. They don't think there's nothing wrong with that, Miss Brenda. They don't see no harm in that. They say, well, it ain't a child yet. That ain't taking a life. That's murder. It's murder. It's murder. Brother Robert got them two guys want to love up on one another, all that bunch of mess, all that sodomy mess.
Yeah.
They don't see nothing wrong with that. And they want their rights. We're being mistreated. No, you ain't being mistreated. You're rebelling against the God of heaven is what you're doing, and you deserve worse judgment on you than what you get. But we'll back off, and we won't say much about it, because, you know, that stirs up controversy, and that hurts people's feelings to say something against it, you know. God's standards is a lot higher than ours. We think we clean our own eyes. Is that right? We're not. I've told it before. I mean, it's been about 18 years since I've seen a particular cousin of mine. He was at my grandmother's funeral in 1998. And him and his wife wouldn't even come to my grandmother's funeral. It was our grandmother. He wouldn't even come because they'd asked me to speak at it. And he thought I was going to take that time instead of getting up and saying things about my grandmother and just sharing some memories and stuff. And he really thought I was going to just get up there and just blow out their beliefs and everything, try to make them look bad so they wouldn't even come. So I went by their house after I left the funeral. And me and him got talking about something. I don't even remember exactly what it was. Now it ain't important. But Brother Robert, I do remember this. I opened up my Bible and I told him. I said, son, I read it to him. I read the verse to him. I remember that. I told him, I said, this is what God says about this. And he got mad at me, got all red in the face. You know what he told me? He told me, said, I don't care what that book says. My preacher said. That's sad when you're in that bad shape. When you say that what a man says is right when it's contrary to the word of God, that's sad. That told me all I need to know. I ain't seen or spoke to him since. He told me don't ever walk back in his yard again. That's right. You ever faced any, you know, and that's a small thing. I ain't trying to say I make that sound like I faced no great persecution, but have you ever faced anything like that, a little bit of persecution from your own family? Because you're determined in your heart, you're going to stand for God. And it's going to get worse, church.
Yeah.
We're going to get tested. I said a while back, I've been saying for years, I done dropped the mic. We're going to get tested. Me and some of the men of God was sitting up there talking one day up there at the camp meeting this week. And we was talking about that, and we was all pretty much in agreement, buddy, the test is coming. We're going to find out who's real. People in churches all over America profess to be saved, but they've never known God. But if they don't have God with them, they don't have His help, they don't have His strength to lean on. And you mark her down, buddy, when the heat starts getting turned up, they'll start flying out the back door, son, and turning their back on the church because they have nothing to help them to stand. Nothing. Nothing. They'll run for safety for fear for their own life, Brother Dennis, because they'll have no God in them to help them stand. And we're going to find out who's real. We're going to find out. Is that right, Brother Robert? I don't know what all's going to happen. I don't know what might happen to me. But I know this, God will be with me. I'm not going to stand here and lie to you or pretend I'm big and brave and all that stuff. And in my own strength, it'd probably bother me. It'll be hard. It'll be tough. But by the grace of God, I want to stand. And not be cleaning my own eyes. Amen. I want to stand for Him. He died for me, Brother Robert.
Yes, he did.
Least I can do is stand for Him. That's the least I can do. We're going to find out. Verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. I thought to myself, whatever it is in life, if you'll commit it to Him, if you'll go to Him in prayer, I mean, with the right motive in your heart and say, Lord, I want your will done. Lord, reveal to me, open my eyes to your will for every situation. And whether it's what I think's right, whether it's what I want to do, whether it's convenient for me or not, give me the grace to do it. Help me to commit all things to you. Is that right? And the Word of God plainly tells us, say, if you do, said, all thy thoughts shall be established. Why? Because He'll give you peace of mind. He'll give you peace in your heart. Trust me, if you're going to try to walk a little bit away from God and try to hold the world with one hand and God with the other hand, it ain't going to work. You might as well give up on that.
Yeah.
You can say, I'm trying. No, you ain't. Turn loose of the world. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, Peter took the Lord's hand out there that one night during that storm, and he stayed on top of the water. Till we quit trusting on Him, and then he went down. Lord had to pick him back up out of the water. Is that right? You liable to be headed for a hard fall if you don't trust him. Is that right? He'll establish your thoughts. I believe your thought life will be right if you're in the will of God. Your desires will be right. You'll want what God wants. You won't be selfish. You won't be chasing after the things of the world. You'll be wanting what God wants. If you're really in his will and where you ought to be with him. And you'll have perfect peace in that, and you'll trust him. Amen. What he wants is more important.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Brother Robert, you're like me. I mean, I raised two children. I've got four grandchildren. I mean, you've got family like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you tell me the truth. There'd been many times down through the years you'd willingly done without yourself.
Oh, yeah.
To have done for them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what, well, we do that for our children, our family. We'll do that for God.
Oh, yeah.
Give up our selfish desires that we might walk with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they are selfish. And don't fool yourself to think that that flesh won't pull on you and try to pull you away from God because you get the world in your eyeballs. Don't fool yourself and say, no, I'm beyond that. No, you ain't. I ain't either.
Yeah,
we
right.
need the help of God. Amen.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just tell you what, the desire of our heart, Brother Shirley, is that right?
Right.
It ought to be to want God's will in our life, no matter what.
Amen.
No matter, and ain't neither one of us arrived on that yet. God be our helper. That's where we need to get.
Yeah.
That's where I desire to get. Is that right? God's good. God is never going to lead me astray. Never. Never. I think about John 10 over there quite often. I'm his sheep. Is that right? I know his voice. Amen. And I'll follow him. If I'm his sheep. You get people that don't want to follow the shepherd, they're probably not his sheep. Because that same verse says, because the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Is that right?
Yeah.
You ain't got no desire in your heart. Follow God. To cozy up to the Lord. To want what he wants in your life, not what your flesh wants. You might have problems. You might be a goat. I'll leave that alone. I see. Ain't getting much on that. Verse 4, the Lord has made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. It amazes me that the Bible plainly say things. And we try to explain them away. Everything God does is for his own glory. Everything he made, including us, was for his own good pleasure. Amen? Now, don't get me wrong with what I'm going to say. God's good to me. God's good to all of us. And I sure do enjoy the good blessings of God. Amen? And God loves us. And he wants to bless us. But I'm telling you right now, the main reason God does what he does is for his own glory, not for us. He does it for us, but we're not the primary reason he does it. The number one most important reason God does everything he does is to get glory to his own self. The flesh despises that, even in children of God. Why? We want to think we somebody. Is that right? We'd like to think, buddy, that we got at least one hand on the steering wheel and he's got one hand on the other. I beg to differ with you, buddy. He's driving the car, buddy, and I'm in the trunk. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right, church? He should be supreme in our life. And he is supreme. Amen. And everything he does. He says he made all things for himself. Amen.
Yeah.
You want to be blessed? You want to have peace in your heart? do what honors and pleases God. Because it's what he wants that matters. And if you're not willing to do that, God don't play this stuff. Well, I'll give you one day out of the week or 2 days out of the week. You can do what you want to and defile yourself. God don't play that stuff. It's every day, all day long.
Yeah.
He said to live to honor him. Said I'll do all things to the glory of God. Is that not what the, am I telling you what the Bible says? Amen. He is supreme. Everything we do, say, and think in our lives, Lord, honor him in order to be with a mind of what God wants. Now, I know we all fail and fall short of that. I do too. I'll admit it. I've already said that this morning. But that ought to be our desire. That ought to be what we're striving for.
Yeah.
Amen. Why? He's worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's worthy. I told Brother Tim up there this week, Brother Hyatt, I told him that I've been praying and I'm trying to live by this, just a simple little statement. Just a simple little statement, five words. He's God.
Yeah.
And I am not, or I'm not. He's God and I'm not.
Yeah.
If I can keep that in my mind, in the forefront of my heart, then I believe I'll find the help I need to walk closer to him and be more pleasing in his sight.
Yeah.
But when I want to make it about me, when I get to where I think everything revolves around me, and I'm the bright and shining light of everything, but I'm getting ready to head for a hard fall. Amen. I'm just trying to talk to you this morning. I mean, by God, His magnificence, His glory, His holiness, His righteousness. He's far above us.
Yeah.
And we ought to treat Him like that. I know a lot of people don't like it. I want what I want. Verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart, I want you to listen to this, is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Pride. Pride. We get our, get all popped out there with our chest. It's all about me. I'm this, I'm that. That's bad news for you and me both. We're not. We're not. Is that right? Everything we even do for each other should never be that we get something out of it. Now, we know God will bless you. I'm not saying that. We know God will bless you for doing right. But that should not be your motive for doing right. Your motive for doing right should be from out of love.
Yeah.
For God and then for others.
Yeah.
Is that right? That falls right in line with the two great commandments, don't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that means on the list, Brother Robert, I mean, I ain't real smart. I did go to school. I ain't real smart, though. But if I'm counting right, that means I ain't no higher than number three on the list. But, and all I can say is God help us. God help me do that.
Yeah.
I mean, really. There's great blessings in loving others. Why? Because it magnifies God, because that's what he does. We don't deserve God's love. It amazes me, people sit in a church every week, read a Bible, and they don't even believe that. We don't deserve anything from God but to be thrown in hell and be judged for our sin. People nowadays want to holler, Brother Robert, they want their rights. You know what I like to tell them? You got one right. And that's the right to obey God.
Yeah.
That's your right. And if you ain't doing that, you're not right, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I want my rights. What about all the places in the Word of God where it teaches us put others first before self? More important than that, we're to honor God and do what God says is right. Because it's right. And because God says so.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
I've said this before. I think it's been a while since I've said it here at the church. But I mean, but I think about it quite often. It's like them stickers people used to put on the back of their bumpers. I guess they still do. They said, God said it. I believe it. And that sells it. That ain't true.
Yeah.
That ain't even a bit true. It don't matter if I believe it or not. If God says it, that settles it. That's the end of the discussion. I don't have a vote. He don't consider my opinion. Nothing. He is supreme. He is God Almighty.
Right.
And His word is final.
Yeah.
No matter I believe it or not. Pride'll kill you. Pride's what got us in trouble in the Garden of Eden. When the devil told Eve, he said, you'll not die if you eat of that tree. He might as well just come right out and say, God's lying. God's lying to you. This book ain't true, Brother Dennis. Ain't that what they tell you? This book ain't so. Oh, it's full of mistakes and errors. It's funny to me, though, that every time they point out something and say it's probably a mistake, it's because it's something they don't like. They don't say that about the verses they like. Is that right?
Yeah.
This is God's word.
Right.
And it's pure.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. And and in case you don't know, and I'm sure I'm looking across here, I don't see nobody in here I don't think don't know this already. But just in case, I'll tell you anyway, that means this authorized version. The one God gave for English speaking people.
Yeah.
It was translated perfectly from the original languages.
Yeah.
Not an NIV or none of the rest of that garbage. Amen. Verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Mercy and truth. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Todd. God saved me, brother. He purged me of my sin. And it was because of His mercy. And it was by His truth. That book is truth. That truth is the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
Is that right, Brother John?
Yes, sir.
Somebody, a man of God, got up and preached that truth to me. And God touched me in mercy, Brother Robert.
Yeah.
And purged me of my sin. That's the only way me or any other sinner ever gets saved.
Right.
I like what Brother Dennis says. I mean, but he shed that blood on Calvary, and that blood washed my sin away.
Yeah.
Gone. Forever. You know, some people, it don't seem to matter how many times you ask them to forgive you when you mess up, they'll never forgive you or forget. I'm glad God don't bring up my sin. I'm glad when I get to heaven one day, He ain't going to say, well, here you are, but first I'm going to spend about the first 100 years raking you over the coals, reminding you all the sin you done. It ain't going to happen, Brother Robert. Now, as a child of God, we do know that we're going to be judged at that bema seat.
Yeah. Right.
According to our works that we've done in this flesh as a child of God, whether it be good or whether it be bad. In other words, on our obedience to Christ as a child of God. And that will affect our rewards.
Yeah.
But my sin in the context of where I'm going to spend eternity is never going to be brought up in heaven. Never. If He'd allow the devil, and I don't believe He will, but if He would allow the devil to stand there, when I appear in heaven and point at me and say, He done, He done, He done, He done. I believe God on the throne sit there and look at Him and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I really do.
Yeah.
They're gone. By mercy and truth. Not by water baptism. Not by turning over a new leaf, doing the best you can. Amen.
Yeah.
By the new birth.
Right.
By the new birth. By the shed blood. By mercy. And truth.
Yeah.
Amen. And it says even says fear calls us to depart from evil. And I'll close. I just want to say this. A lot of people talks about that. The fear of the Lord. The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord began to wisdom and knowledge. Is that right? Now, I don't believe that's fear in the sense somebody's holding a gun on you and you think they're getting ready to kill you. God ain't like that. But I don't believe either that it's just a reverence and an honoring of God either. I don't know about you, but when I do wrong and I bow my head to try to go to God in prayer and ask Him to forgive me and I confess my sin, there is a sense of fear knowing that the chastening hand of God is on me till I get that right. Because I know if I don't make that right, He's going to make it right miserable for me till I do. Now, you can call that what you want to, but that causes me to fear. Not in the sense like somebody's getting ready to do evil to me. That ain't what I'm talking about. But it does cause me to fear, and it does go beyond just reverence. It is the fear of God. And I'm going to tell you what, you better have a holy and righteous fear of God. You better. Especially if you're here lost. If you're lost this morning, I won't tell you. God's a loving and a merciful God. But I'm going to tell you what. You take that last breath and you leave this world, mercy's over. There'll be no more mercy. There'll be no more grace. And the angels ain't going to do it. Ain't nobody else going to. God Himself will put you in the lake of fire. And you will be eternally judged for your sin. And I pray God touch your heart this morning if you don't know Him. Amen. And put you in the family of God. Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning. Lord, I know it's been a little scattered, been a little rough. Lord, I believe it's truth. I want to help Your people with truth. I know sometimes truth's not pleasant, especially to our flesh. But God, I just trust You to take what's been said this morning. Lord, and You work in each and every heart according to Your will. Accomplish that what You would purpose to do. Father, we thank You for the privilege to be able to stand, try to be a help to Your people. God, touch the 11 o'clock service now. Have Thy will in every heart. Help Brother Hyatt, give him direction for the service. God, help us to be obedient to the call from on high this morning to do anything in the service You'd have us do to honor and glorify You, and we'll thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.